Okay, Parashas Nasi is a very, very interesting parasha. I just want to dedicate it to Eli Nishmas, a very close friend, Nosson Huda ben Nochum Leva Koyen, who is Nifta Beis Sivan today. He was a Koyen. His parasha was very fitting for him. The parasha talks about a mitzvah, one of the not that many mitzvahs I say deraisa that one fulfills on a daily basis. There's not that many. And one of them is a mitzvah that we're fortunate enough to have in most places in Eretz Yisrael. Places in Chutz Lars are not zoicha because they don't have it, don't have the happiness, don't have the simcha to have in Eretz Yisrael. And that is a mitzvah of Birchas Koinim. That's a mitzvah of Birchas Koinim. And the mitzvah of Birchas Koinim is a mitzvah for the Koinim to give the bracha. And also there's an element as well of the mitzvah of receiving the bracha. Dabe el b'nei Aaron. Double Aaron, the one of Lemoy, Koyse Voruchus Bnei Israel, Emor Lahem. Emor Lahem. Says Rashi, what does it mean Emor Lahem? Pirish Rashi, Shiyu Kulam Shoimim. There's a mitzvah for everyone to listen to the Birchas Koinim. There's an Indian to listen to the hear of the Birchas Koinim. So, in other words, there's a machlekas, most Rishonim hold, there's a mitzvah dafik for the Koinim to give the bracha. But according to many Rishonim, there's a mitzvah for us to receive the bracha as well. Now, within Birchas Koinim, I'm not sure if any of you are Koinim, but in Birchas Koinim, there's a tremendous amount of halachas, or that's got to be done with a full heart, it's got to be done in a way that is expressing themselves facing towards Klal Yisrael. And the Rishonim ask, and the Bala Musa ask, if the bracha is Koisav Borchu, if the bracha is, as it were, that the Koinim are representing the needs of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the bracha to Klal Yisrael through the Koinim, would it not make more sense for the Koinim to face towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bracha that they can get, that will go through them to the Klal Yisrael, rather than facing towards Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael facing the Koinim? It's Koisav Baruch Hu, the Pasuk said, double of Bnei Arlem, Koisav Baruch Hu, Vaniyavarchem, I'm going to bless them. I will bless them. So what is the concept of us facing the Koinim? It should be the Koinim should daven for us and we'll get the bracha through that. Where do we find a situation where we face man to man, face to face, as it were, and we ask them for the bracha? So the Holy Yaakov, says a very, very beautiful verse, and he says like this. He says, imagine you have a king is a bit far, we don't really have that musak today. But let's say there's an exceptionally wealthy person who brings his son into the family business. And the son is promoted, he's put into a position of power, he's got his own beautiful office, and he has tremendous power and abilities to run the business in a way that can bring in a lot of money. And instead of doing that, at every twist and turn, the son misbehaves. He squanders on money, he doesn't do the books properly, he turns off customers, he doesn't come on time, he doesn't answer his phones. And the father warns him, and the father says to him, listen, this can't carry on. This cannot carry on. And instead of listening to the father, he misbehaves even more, and the father sees the business is being jeopardized. And not only that, the son is abusive, the son is chutzpahdik, and he's not only ripping apart the business, he's ripping apart the family, and the father says to him, I give you one more warning, that's it. And the child completely ignores the warning, and eventually he's thrown out of the business. And like they have in the corporate businesses, they take you with a security guard, and they take you to the thing, they make sure they take you to the roof, make sure the roof is locked. They take you out of the building, and with these big boxes, and there's some very graphic pictures. I remember when in the big banks fell in Canary Wharf, you see these executives perfectly dressed in their boxes, sitting on the steps of the business with their heads held in their hands. And this will happen to this son. And this boy is crushed, his father throwing him out of the business. In the Financial Times and all the papers it talks about, it's a terrible embarrassment to the family and the child. And he ends up in the streets, and he ends up taking drugs, and he ends up Nebuch under a bridge. And there he is, lying there in his filth and his squalor, in his dirt, and it doesn't take long for him to get Nebuchadnezzar, a drug addict and a drunk. And the father's taking a walk once with one of his clients, and the client recognizes this son. And the client says to him, you know who this is? Of course I know who this is. It's your son. I know it's my son. It's your only son. I know it's my only son. So how can you allow him to be like this? How can I do this? Give him a job. Bring him back. So the father says, I'd love to. Be speaking to the wrong person. Don't speak to me, speak to him. I'm only too happy to bring him back. I'm only too happy to give him the position that he had. I'm only too happy to give him a good job. I'm only too happy that he should take up my business rather than somebody else. But he is the one who messed up. If you can get some sense over to him, and he can understand what he did wrong, and he can get his act together, and he can put himself together and come back to the business and start behaving himself, I'll only be too happy to give him the position. Don't talk to me, speak to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Kohanim, the Kohanim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look after your children. We're the Am Nivchor. Look at Klal Yisrael. Their hair is matted. They're stuck in Golus. They're Nebuch. They don't have Panosa, and they're not well, and their hospitals are full. And look what happens with their children. And they look Nebuch. Nebuch, where's the Shalom? Where's the Panosa? Where's the Gesund? Where's everything? When she says, "You're speaking to me," don't speak to me. Speak to them. I've got tremendous amount of wealth, tremendous amount of bracha I can give to them. But if you get some sense over to them, automatically the bracha will come through. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over here is, Kois Vokas Bnei Yisrael Emor Lahem, tell them, don't speak to me, tell them, speak to them. Because if you can speak to them and see face to face of what a Kohen represents godless, a Kohen represents someone who's willing to sacrifice HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you can give over that message to them, then of course they get bracha. The Pasuk says, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Dabe el Aaron vel Bodav Leimoyer, Koy Sevorchu es Bnei Yisrael, Emor Lahem, say to them. And then it says, in Pasuk Chazayim, V'somu Eshmiya Bnei Yisrael, V'ani Avorchem. So what is it? Is it the Pasuk that is saying, Koy Sevorchu es Bnei Yisrael, Emor Lahem, you tell them? Or is the Somu Shmi Abnei Sovani Avorchem and I will bless him? How does that work? And the Chassid Sefer answers as follows. He says that, and we've seen this. You know, let's take a child, a black child from a squalid neighborhood. Yeah? And the only thing better about him than all the other kids in the neighborhood is the fact that he can play basketball better. And he goes up in the leagues and he becomes the top player. The top player, he comes the best of the leagues. He's getting bought from team to team. The prices go up and up and up. And he gets more and more money. And he goes up and eventually he lives in the flashiest neighborhood in Hollywood. How long do many of these people hold on to their wealth for? It's very sad to see. It's very, very sad to see. But eventually they have so much money. They have so much power. They have so much wealth that it works against them. And they have the suicide rates amongst the wealthy, the singers, the actors, the divorce rates, the terrible, terrible suffering that they go through, whether it's marital issues, or whether it's drug problems, or whether it's children, or whether it's kidnapping. They have a terrible, terrible time. What it takes in order for a person to really become happy and to become settled and to become worthwhile is if he appreciates what life is all about. If he appreciates that there's a goal, if he knows that life has a purpose to it, that is ultimately what's going to give him the security. The Chassam Seifers brings a moshe, he says an amazing thing. He says, "Mi sheyesh kol mishalisov, anyone who has everything he wants, b'li shum mania, without anything holding him back, yoim yoim, day by day, ma'us b'chayov, he comes sickened of life. If a person has no purpose, and he has everything he possibly wants. It's a different world. But you know, you take the Maserati and you park it wherever you want. You don't even care about traffic tickets, traffic violations. You just pay them. Yeah, no problem. And you buy anything you want and you buy the car and you renew the car and you get your house at St. Moritz and in Marbella. You name it. What's that? It sounds pretty good so far. And then what happens? Are these people happy? Are these people fulfilled? So says a Pasuk, that here the Torah says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leim, Vaydaber al Aaron bonu leim, Koy Sevorchus bnei Yisrael emor lehem." You tell them, You tell them what it means. Yivrechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Give them the Torah perspective of what money is. Give them the Torah perspective of what it means to be a fulfilled person. That money is not everything. Do you know Reichman? Reichman was enormously wealthy. Do you know he never had air conditioning in his house in Toronto? There's only one room that was air conditioned, was the guest room that he had for guests. That his house is not air conditioned. Why? That when his kids go to yeshiva, he couldn't guarantee that when they go to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, that the base medrash would be air conditioned. So if they get too used to it back home, then he won't be able to learn properly. So he never air conditioned his house, his whole house, and he gets quite hot there in the summer, in order that his children should not lose the levels of hasmoda they can possibly have when they're in Eretz Yisrael. That's enormous levels of understanding. So, Vaydav Hashem Moshe Lehem, Dabal Aaron Bonov Lehemoy, Aaron and Bonov, Koy Savochus Bnei Yisrael Emoy Lehem. You tell them what life is all about, and then give them brachas. If you get that clear, or exactly what it means to use your wealth in the correct way, then v'somish mi'a b'nei salvani avorchein, then I will bless them. But if a person has no focus, a person has no realization, a person has no understanding what money can possibly bring, then it's not a brocha, it's a klala. It's mamish a klala. And the Ksav Sofer adds that there's a very, very interesting, it's a very interesting thing which is quite not a Jewish thing to do. You know, we don't litvak, put it this way. We don't shake around when you daven, yeah, and we don't clap our hands. Yeah, Hasidim do, and some people who do, but there's certainly not by the Yekus. It's very formal, it's very civil, it's very controlled. And here we have, correct? Yeah? Very controlled. Yeah. And here we have a inyan of the Koyanim standing there, lifting up their hands, raising them above and shaking them around. It's not a very usual, regular thing for people to do. It's not a regular thing for Jewish people to do. Why is it that when it comes to Birchas Koinim, there's a whole way of doing Yivrechecha Hashem to the right and then to the left and straight, and lifting hands above Klal Yisrael? What's it all about? And over here, the Ksav Sofer says that the perspective we have, and I think all of us have this to some way or another, is that the Bnei Torah, those people learning in Koilo, are schnorrers. These are people who, you know, they are takers, they're parasites, they're taken from the community. These people are people that we need to support them, and I may support them, and I may give to yeshivas, and I may give to Koilim, and I may be very nice to them, but ultimately, they're taking from me. And ultimately, I'm very nice to give them, and it's fortunate that I'm such a nice guy that I give them, but ultimately, they're parasites. But you know, you gotta look after your brothers, and you gotta look after these people, and I'll do that. Says the Torah, you're absolutely wrong. Yivrechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yo Hashem poni v'lecha v'chanecha. Yisa Hashem poni v'lecha v'yosei mechosholoi. You know what's going on over here? Who's giving you this bracha? The Koyanim. Who are the Koyanim? Do they own a home? No. Do they own fields? No. What do they take? Truma. What do they take? Truma smaisa. Rashis agez. These people are the classic, quote unquote, parasites. These people own nothing. They need us for survival. And you know what? You know what's happening over here? And you're standing in front of them, and they're giving you the bracha. In fact, if you don't realize what's going on, when a rich person gives a poor person money, the poor person's got his hands out, and the rich person got his hand on top, and he gives them the money. That's exactly what's going on. The koinim raise their hands, they are the ones giving. It's they're the ashirim. They're the wealthy, and we've got our hands stretched out, accepting from the koyanim, accepting from the schus that we have to support Torah and to support people who are doing avodas Hashem. So the koyanim, if we don't realize what they're saying within their words, we've got our hands underneath their hands, as it were, and their hands are on top. They're the gevirim giving us bracha. Let's finish off. My sister and brother-in-law didn't have children for many, many years, and they went to doctors, and the doctor said, "Not going to have children." And they went to the stipler, and the stipler laughed. He said, "Don't worry." But the Meister, they took in quite a few very, very difficult children into the home. Very foster care, and more than foster care. The social services will often phone them up in the middle of the night. "This child is going to be thrown out. It's going to be sent to non-Jewish people. Will they take them in?" Yes, they took them in. And they took them in, and they educated them. And it wasn't easy, and they put them back on the right derech, and they married them off, and they gave them jobs, and they got tremendous nachas from these children, but it was very, very difficult. One of them was a particularly tough individual, and he had a very, very difficult life, and my brother-in-law would always say to him, I made the rules in this house because I paid the mortgage. So one day, this little chutzpanyak, whippersnapper, says back to him, you listen to me because I paid the mortgage. So my brother-in-law very cleverly says, you know something, you probably do. You probably do. You probably do pay the mortgage. The bracha in our home is not that I'm giving you. You probably do pay the mortgage. You probably, the panos in the house is probably because of you. You're right. And that is when we're standing in front of Kohenim. We understand these different lessons. The first lesson was, as we described, that if we just do what we're supposed to do, we'll automatically get bracha. Emolehem, tell them, we don't have to tell the Kodesh Baruch Hu what we need. We've got to change. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to change. We're the ones that have to change. That's the first lesson. The second lesson was, as we explained, that it's without focus, without depth of what it's all about, it's nothing. We were once in Eishet Torah, and there was a particular woman there who was a Baal Teshuva, and she was an agent for a very well-known pop group. She grew up in a very poor neighborhood in the Bronx, and she made it very wealthy. And her dream was to get one day a Rolls Royce that will be paid for by cash, delivered to her with a fellow with a chauffeur's costume, and in a big red bow. That was what she decided. From the age of 16, that's what she wanted. And she built up, and eventually she was able to buy this Rolls Royce with cash, and the guy came to the front door, and she opened up, and he was there with a big ribbon, and this beautiful Rolls Royce. She went downstairs, she put the key in the ignition, and she burst out crying. Now what? I've got what I wanted. I've always dreamt of this. Now what? And she went to Eishet Torah. Now all the men ask, what happened to the Rolls Royce? It's not relevant, yeah? What's relevant is she became frum because she had focus of what it's all about. Koi Soimer Ben Yisrael, tell them what life is all about. Tell them what money is all about. It doesn't help just getting the bracha. Explain to them what it's all about, then you get the bracha, and then it'll be a bracha that lasts you forever. And finally, realize that the bracha is supporting other people. The biggest bracha we have is supporting those people who need our help, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll get all the bracha that Kodesh Baruch Hu promises us.